The Flames Talk postgame show starts now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
For the final time in 2024, welcome to the South Okanagan Event Center here in Penticton, British Columbia. As the 2024 Young Stars Classic is done, the Flames finish with a record of 1-1-1, and they wrap up the Young Stars Classic 2024 with a 4-3 loss to the Vancouver Canucks. So welcome to our Flames Talk postgame. It's Pat Steinberg along with you on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, right here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Just from a game standpoint, I thought this is a really, really good learning experience for a young Flames team. This is a group that is made up of a bunch of 18-year-olds, a bunch of recent draft picks. I mean, I can't remember having a team of any of the teams that play in this thing that had 8 draft picks from the most recent draft. Well, that's exactly what the Flames had. 80% of their draft class was here, and that made up for, almost one-third of their team. 8 of the 25 players here at the event were 18-year-olds from the most recent draft. And they went up against a Vancouver team here at the Young Stars that had AHL All-Stars, had a bunch of 22, 23, 24-year-old. 24-year-olds. Arshdeep Baines or Jonathan Lekaramäki, or, you know, the blue line was pretty stacked back there. I thought the Flames held their own in this game. I thought they played really well, and I thought that they competed. They ended up giving up the 4 straight after falling down 2-0. They got back within 1 early in the third and played hard. I thought that even when the Flames were on their heels, this Young Stars group defended intelligently, and then I thought they did a nice job in that third period of kind of turning the tide. Okay, we got lots planned for you on a little mini Flames Talk post-game show following the Young Stars finale. It is Steinberg along with you, and let's head downstairs and get some post-game reaction from a member of the Flames. Jacob Battaglia, 2024 second-round pick, joins us on the line right now. Jacob, it's Pat upstairs. Really appreciate the time here. Just how you feeling after the final game of this Young Stars comes to an end?
Yeah, no, I feel good. The first game was a bit of getting used to the speed and feeling the competitiveness of the different game, but after I got through that, I felt my last two games were pretty good, and I thought the team battled hard, and we kind of came together, so I thought it was pretty good.
Tell us about this game specifically. Like, this Vancouver group has got some guys that are, you know, for a Young Stars Classic, pretty seasoned pros, lots of American League experience, and maybe a little older than some of the other teams. Tell us about playing against this group and how much of a challenge, how much of a learning experience it was.
Yeah, it's definitely a faster game for sure. Even the strength in the corners is just way different from any junior league. It's just you're playing against men. So it's just a way different game. But again, I thought we adjusted well to that. I thought we gave them a pretty good fight. Came back pretty hard after they kind of gave up a few, and we battled back a little bit. But yeah, I'd say that definitely the strength and the speed is the two things I noticed.
How and you talked a little bit about it, but, you know, how would you say individually, Jacob, your game kind of improved as you went along? Maybe some nerves on Friday and then settled in, and you come away with a couple of really good shifts and pick up a point in this game. Like, how did you feel your overall comfort level in game progressed in 3 games here?
Yeah, no, I thought the first one, I was just kind of getting used to the pace of play and how strong you guys are. And after that, I just kind of settled in and got back to my game of being confident and being comfortable with the puck on my stick. Just started making plays in the D zone, in the O zone. I thought it came together pretty well at the end. Put a couple of good shifts together the last 2 games. And, yeah, it was definitely a good eye-opener.
Can you walk us through the goal that Zane scored? You picked up the secondary assist, made a couple of good plays, found Lipinski, and then he finds Parak. How'd you see that goal all coming together?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. Started in the D zone. I mean, it had a good breakout. Got the puck in the neutral zone, kind of put it into a spot for Hunter Lang to get after it. He did a good job forcing that D to kind of make a pretty hard play. Put it in front of the net, and I got in the corner. Again, that's where I kind of felt comfortable there, holding it along the wall, waiting for someone to open up. And Jaden did a great job getting open in the kind of bumper area. Opened up, got it to his stick, and a great play from him again, looking for Zane Parekh, and well, ninth overall does what ninth overall does and goes back far. So, yeah, it was a pretty good play all around.
Final thought for you, Jacob, and that's just how are you feeling now as you make the trip to Calgary and you enter your first NHL main camp? I'm just curious as to how you're feeling about things and your excitement level coming back to Calgary now.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I can't wait to get there and kind of be on the ice with guys that even like guys that I used to watch, especially being a Toronto guy. Grew up watching Kadri, and now I'm practicing with him and hopefully get the chance to play with him. So it's pretty crazy how things like that work out. But yeah, I'm very excited to just get out there and see what it's like playing against the best of the best.
Hey, Jacob, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on your first three games here at the Young Stars. Have a great training camp. We'll see you back in Calgary. Thanks so much for doing this, hey?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That is Jacob Battaglia, Calgary Flames' second-round pick in 2024, joining us post-game following a Flames Young Stars finale 4-3 loss to the Vancouver Canucks. It's Pat Steinberg along with you here at South Okanagan Event Center on your Flames Talk post-game show. Let's talk about Zane Parekh. As you just heard Jacob say, ninth overall does what ninth overall does, goes bar down on the 2-0 goal in the first period. By far, Zane Parekh's best game as a member of the Flames, by far his best game of the event. Rough on Friday. I'll be the first to say that was a rough Friday. Little better, but still pretty on Saturday. He was great today. And it was, you know, there was still some good and bad with Parekh. The bad being he did cough up a puck in the neutral zone, got beat in a battle that led to a goal the other way, the 2-2 goal in the second period. That was directly off a Zane Parekh turnover. But the rest of the game, I mean, you take that away, he was dynamite. Offensively, he popped all day long. He was dynamic. He walked the line. His shots got through traffic at an elite level, and he scores the goal. He was really, really strong offensively, which is what you expect. But I had my eye on him in his own zone where, again, let's be honest, he really struggled in the first 5-6 periods here. Simplified, was a little calmer with the puck on his stick. His off-puck reads were a little bit better, like he did a nice job closing and angling, far better than he had in the first two games. I thought Zane Parekh popped and popped in a big way in this game. So that is a real positive, because one of the things I was talking to a couple of people about this with the Flames on Sunday, and you know they agreed. Yeah, it was a rough little beginning for him. But you know what he is? He's a quick study. And they said, I bet you he's better, significantly better on Monday. And he was. And that's, you know what? There might be some growing pains in preseason game number one. If he plays Sunday or Monday in those preseason openers, you know what? It might be a struggle for him. But I bet you in his second or third preseason game, he'll be a whole lot better. Quick study. He is smart as a whip. And you saw that again in this Young Stars Classic. Let's hear from the ninth overall selection, Zane Parekh, postgame as he closes out this Young Stars Classic with a goal in a 4-3 loss.
What do you take away from this experience coming to Penticton?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, it kind of took a little bit for me to adjust to the speed. Obviously, I didn't have a great weekend, but, you know, just trying to get ready for camp, obviously, and try and do my best.
Do you feel like maybe your group kind of started to feel more settled and more acclimatized as the weekend progressed?
For sure. I mean, there are a lot of nerves coming in, obviously, and, you know, putting that jersey on, it comes with a lot of pressure, too. And so, you know, obviously, we're going to start slow, and including myself, I started pretty slow. And but I thought the team picked up. Like, I thought we competed really hard and did well, especially against an older group today.
I was going to say that. They dressed a bit of an older lineup today. I mean, for yourself, this kind of being your first pro experience, what kind of adjustments do you have to make in your game, if any, to deal with older players?
It just got to be harder to play against, obviously. Like, and then obviously your gap's got to be a lot tighter. Like, I noticed right off the first shift when Baines was coming down that he could fly, and I had to kind of add an extra two crossovers in there and just try and stay with them. So, you know, it's good because, you know, it's going to obviously get me a little acclimatized with the speed of the game. But, you know, I thought we did well.
Yeah, is this the sort of environment that it's good to learn sort of those things in, as opposed to when things start actually ramping up in main camp?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, these you obviously want to win, but it's not like we're getting any points from these games, so we're kind of just coming in here and trying to get familiar with the system and get better every day. I mean, you know, we're not always going to be perfect, but you know, if you compete and come with an attitude of just getting a little bit better, yeah, things are going
to
go well.
You touched on a couple of things you want to improve upon. What did you think you did well out there?
I felt a little stronger for sure. I mean, I'm probably playing at 10 pounds heavier than you know, last playoff. So, you know, I thought I felt a little stronger out there. Skating feels pretty good. You know, kind of just adjusting to obviously playing a little heavier was a little different for me. And, you know, I kind of got used to it as the games went on.
When did you have time to add 10 pounds with how busy your summer was?
I mean, I ate a lot of food. I think my body fat went up probably 1%, which is expected when you're putting on that much weight. A lot of food, a lot of water, and, you know, trying to find times to work out. And I didn't really have a break since last August. So, I mean, I've been going hard for 13 months, and I got another 9 today.
It's been a few games with a lot of your fellow draft class. You've also had a development camp. You're starting to feel like you're developing some good chemistry and bonds with some of your teammates?
I guess. I mean, it's kind of tough. Like, we played 3 games of hockey together. I mean, we had 1 practice on Thursday, I think it was. So, you know, I felt I clicked with some guys, obviously. You know, some guys I just couldn't get on the same page with this week, and that's going to happen, you know. You're not going to mesh with every single guy you play with, but, you know, the more practices and games will help.
You mentioned not a lot of practice time, but in the game time that you were on the ice or on the bench, was there anybody that caught your eye that you didn't see coming in?
On our team?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Basho was really good this week. I thought he probably one of our best players, obviously, and, you know, just has a motor on him. So I thought he did really well. And you know, Hunter, I've seen him a lot. So, I mean, I wasn't really impressed with him. I kind of just, like, knew that was going to happen. I mean, it's kind of expected from him because he's so good. So, you know, those 2 guys kind of stood out to me.
How excited are you for a big camp here, your first NHL camp?
Yeah, I'm pretty juiced. I think it's going to be, you know, honestly, a little bit easier than playing in these games for me. I think, you know, playing with obviously players that are really good, you know, that kind of makes the game easier. But at the same time, obviously, the speed is going to go up. So, you know, excited to put myself to the test.
There's Zane Parekh. Goal in this game, and by far his best game of the Young Stars Classic. That's a super encouraging thing from the 9th overall pick, from a rough game 1 to a real standout performance in game 3. If you're a Flames fan, I think you should be super excited about the first Young Stars event for Zane Parekh. His fellow first round pick in 2024, Matvei Gridin, I thought was great again. I thought he had a really consistent, not like it wasn't like he was super dominant or anything like that in the 3 games he played, but Matvei Gridin was just smart, slick, and impactful in kind of an understated way. Had a goal and an assist in this game today, and I just thought he was dangerous far more often than not. So that's another real positive. Don't know where Matvei's going to play this year. He was an import draft selection of Val d'Or first overall, but the USHL leading scorer from last year, I don't think the Flames want him in Val d'Or if they had a choice. So as I said to Vix a little earlier on Flames Talk prior to this game, you know, we might be talking about Matvei staying in training camp a little bit longer as the Flames try to maybe exert some pressure on Val d'Or to see if they can get him traded. We'll see if that ends up going that way or not, but I don't think Val d'Or is where the Flames would like him to be, and that has been the case ever since Val d'Or took him first overall in the import draft, but we'll see how it ends up going for Matvei Gridin. But I thought he was really smart. His playmaking is understated but strong. Nice shot to make it 1-0 on the goal. So that Gridin was another real standout in this game and throughout the event. And finally, have got to give another tip of the hat to goaltender Valtteri Ignatiev. He was dynamite again between the pipes. Now, he played all 3 periods on Saturday in the win over Edmonton, and he played just the 1.5 periods today. He was relieved by Connor Murphy for the second, for that back half of the second and the 3rd period. But Ignatiev, in his first 4.5 periods playing in North America with a brand new ice surface and new dimensions and angles and all that type of stuff, geez, this signing out of Sweden via Finland in March has done nothing but impress, and I know for a fact he's raised some eyebrows in the Flames organization. I would suggest to you that Ignatiev enters this season as the clear leg-up contender for number four on the organizational depth chart behind Vladar, Wolf, and Cooley. So expect to see a lot of AHL time for Ignatiev this year, which is a nice way to start it off. But, boy, he looked dynamite in the Young Stars action he played. Excited to see him potentially in some preseason action with the Flames. I think that I really do. I mean, just having talked to Jordan Sigalette about him since him being signed and leading up to him being signed, I know how highly Sigalette had thought of Ignatiev for quite some time. And so that in and of itself, when you're talking about a guy like Siggy, whose eyes for goaltending is recognized league-wide, like this guy is coveted by many other teams. So, like, this is one of the best goaltending gurus in the NHL. But to see him talk about how good and how excited they are about Ignatiev, you already had a little bit of an eye on him, and he did not disappoint. I think they found something here with this young man from Finland, so that's something to watch. Just wanted to point that out as well. Really good tournament from Valtteri Ignatiev. Another good game for him. Finally, Sam Morton, William Stromgren, Hunter Brustevich did not play in this Young Stars finale. They sat out because they're all American League bound at worst, so the Flames want to give them a little bit of a leg up going into training camp, main camp, which starts later this week. So they rested this final game of the Young Stars, and they were among the three best players for the Flames this weekend here in Penticton. Let's close out our Flames Talk post-game show from Penticton with head coach Trent Cull of the Calgary Wranglers. He's also the head coach of your Young Stars team for the Flames here in Penticton. Trent Cull following a 4-3 loss to Vancouver to wrap up Young Stars 2024 right now.
Coach, I mean, just you look at this game as kind of a finale for the weekend. Just give me your overall thoughts on the growth you've seen from your group here in Penticton.
Yeah, I mean, it's a short tournament. We have 4 days, right? So, but no, I thought it was good. We kind of did, you know, had some guys take a rest today that we thought were, you know, pretty effective players with the first two games, and thought it was a good opportunity for us to get the chance to see some of the other guys a little bit more. And we had some ups and downs, that's for sure. I thought we started okay, and then they kind of took over a little bit. Second period, there was a lot of power play for the other team, so a little bit on our heels, but I liked how we finished in the third.
You talk about the young lineup playing against maybe a bit of an older lineup on the other side. Can you, as you're watching everything play out on the bench, can you kind of see the light bulbs turn on a little bit where guys are starting to clue in, starting to kind of figure it out and figure out how to play against older, stronger players?
I think so. I think it's just, there's a lot of, I guess you'd say, heavy players on pucks from the other team because they've been playing pro for a little bit, right? So I think it was good for some of our younger guys. You know, it's not easy to get the puck. It's not easy to check it off other teams, right? So it's a good experience for them to have, especially leading into this week.
What's your big takeaway from this weekend with such a young group?
Oh, I think it was good. It was great. You know, I mean, we lost in overtime the first night. Thought we played a good, solid game the second night. I can see some guys probably hitting the wall a little tired here today. But I thought it was good. You get to see a bunch of young guys playing, and I hadn't seen a lot of these guys before, so now there's a little familiarity for me anyways.
Last three first-rounders all scored today. Just a thought on their tournaments?
Yeah. No, you know what? I kind of go with, I thought it was good for those guys to get an opportunity to look maybe more of an ice time or being kind of, so to speak, the go-to line, so to speak, since the other guys weren't in the lineup. And I thought they did a pretty good job with it. It was nice to see them. You know, I thought there was a little chemistry going on there, too. So it was good.
Zane specifically, he's going to get a lot of attention, being a number nine pick. How did you see him manage his ups and downs?
Yeah, no, he's fine. He's a good hockey player. You can see how he can move the puck. He's going to have an ability where certainly at DVL, like I would say, fit in at training camp because he reads the game well. He's got a good brain. You can see that, and he snaps that puck like an NHL right now. So it's nice. It'll be nice to watch these guys now a little bit and see how they adjust to, you know, playing with a bunch of pros that want those jobs. You know, it's kind of ramps it up for sure. So it'll be interesting to see how the guys do.
What do you think of Muse this weekend? Not huge, a very young player in this tournament. What did you make of his play?
I thought he was fine. Young defenseman, moves well. Started getting him a little bit more opportunity on the power play, you know, here the last day. And I thought he was good. He was trying to got a few penalties there tonight. Couldn't get him out of the box there in the second period, but thought he had a fine tournament.
That is Wranglers head coach, Flames Young Stars head coach, Trent Cull, postgame following a 4-3 loss for the Flames to wrap up the Young Stars Classic 2024. The Flames will actually not leave until tomorrow. This group here will stay here. They're not going to be able to get out tonight, so they will travel on Tuesday back to Calgary. It's kind of a dark day for the Flames on Tuesday. Wednesday is veteran fitness testing. That'll be a dark day for media. And then the first day of actual on-ice training camp is Thursday at the Scotiabank Saddledome. Training camp is now officially around the corner. The first preseason game Sunday, and then Monday they play in Seattle Sunday. Monday split squad with the Oilers. Of course, we'll have coverage of the home game of that one for you here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Okay. That will wrap us up on our Flames Talk post-game show. The Flames finish Young Stars 2024 with a 1-1-1 record. As I mentioned, next up, preseason action Sunday, 6 days from now in Seattle. But before that, first on-ice sessions of training camp Thursday. Of course, we will bring you unparalleled wall-to-wall training camp coverage on Flames Talk here. My name is Pat Steinberg. Thanks to Azam Alinanji back at Sportsnet 960 World Control. You can get our Flames Talk postgame for the Young Stars, for the preseason, regular season, all on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. We will talk to you Tuesday back in Calgary. Let's drive safe home, and you have yourself a wonderful rest of your Monday. 4-3 final score. Flames Stars, Young Stars lose to the Canucks Young Stars to wrap up the 2024 Young Stars Classic for the final time this year from the South Okanagan Event Center in Penticton, British Columbia. There's been Flames Talk and Flames Talk postgame on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.